The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
How's everyone's practice? So again, my name is Reverend Leon Schutt. I want to thank Gil for having me here today. My pronouns are she and they. And I asked you, or share with you, for the walking period, to reflect on and to practice with a sense of showing up to connect. Showing up to connect. And for me, kind of the essence of practice, isn't it? So one, you could say showing up, you all did that. You all made it. Now, to me, showing up sometimes is the hardest part, isn't it? So just arriving. I know when I was a swimmer in a swim team many years ago, isn't like getting to practice is the hardest part. So sometimes showing up is the hardest part. And so really giving ourselves the permission and the commitment to show up is a large part of practice. In some ways, and certainly in the Zen tradition, we emphasize it, that when you show up, in fact, when you do Zazen, the moment you sit down, you're already enlightened. Because in a way, that's what we're committing to. When we come to practice, we're committing to showing up. This is a posture, right? And the upright posture that's taught. Of course, we're talking about different variations of depending on our bodies. But in general, you know, like in Zen, we like to say the posture itself is Buddha. Right? The posture is a posture of awakening. So we take the position to say, I'm committed to showing up. So with practice, when we go to sit down, you know, my hand went like this, and there's a sense of, I've arrived, I've shown up. Did you guys have that sense at some point in your practice? Really bodily? Many of us think, oh, I got to get my mind to show up. But you know, the truth is, the body is always present, for one thing. So if you pay attention to something in the body, then you are present. If you're aware of something in the body, then you are present. And the mind actually is also already present, right? We believe in the story of the past or the story of the future, but its activity is present. So in some ways, how do we show up to connect to what is? And just what is. And that doesn't mean we negate or we diminish or, you know, we beat up ourselves for thinking the thought of the past or the future. It's just much more, how do we show up to connect to what is here? And in a way, you could say, just the connection. That's the hard part, isn't it, of practice? I connect to coldness. I connect to a breeze. Literally right now, I'm connecting to a breeze. And my thought is, it's so cold here. So cold here. I thought you turned on the heat, right? But it's cold. It's a breeze, right? And I could go into, you know, I'm never coming back to IMC. I'm going to talk to Gil about this. If he wants me to come back, do you know? Like, got to fix that or... You know, can I get a screen? You know, so this is what our mind does. And so much of our practice, though, especially mindfulness practice, is how do we just connect and let ourselves experience what is here. So for just, I'll feel the air. Maybe you can feel, I'll feel this breeze. Maybe just close your eyes for a moment. What is it that you can connect to? Just being with it. Now, can you note or be aware of what happens from there? Probably already you have some story or some descriptor of what's happening, some want or don't want. And so part of our practice is to identify those things, to connect to where we take off. And then is it something useful, something meaningful, right? Sometimes we can connect to like an old feeling that brings with it a story that needs to be processed. You know, and depending where we are in our practice, and sometimes depending what part of the day and a retreat or which day and a retreat, you know, our practice is to investigate all that. So there is that kind of connection. But in general, our practice is to connect to what is right here and let that be enough. Let that be enough. So much of our practice, in a way, is to let go, is to minimize, right? I think Gil, last time I was here, was talking about simplify. Mm-hmm. So in a way, you know, I'm a very visual person, so I was thinking, showing up to connect. Right? What if I even take out connect? Showing up to. So in a way, we could ask ourselves, what am I showing up to? What am I showing up to? Is it, what am I doing in this showing up? Is another way to think. Because I think of do. What am I showing up to do? So then it brings in the quality of how are we showing up, right? Am I here to beat myself up? If I don't, you know, stay still, do I show up to get in my cushion time so I can, you know, check it off, right? And none of that necessarily make it bad, but it helps you to clarify, what are you showing up for and how are you showing up? It clarifies your practice, it clarifies your intention. It clarifies and it supports you to practice and engage with how you want to be in life. How do you want to connect? Not just that you're connecting, right? But how do you want to connect? Now, what about just showing up? Showing up, that already has its own meaning, right? To really be here. To really say, okay, I'm here. Really here. Really here. Really here. Now, the other thing about showing up, you know, and I was thinking it as my role as a teacher, is to show up to encourage you in practice. So again, showing up echoes with it. What is your intention? How are you going to show up? What are you showing up for? There is something to just also to show. In fact, that perhaps is, you know, practice in some ways when you have a long set of what your intention is, it's in some ways easier because you got a lot of wiggle room, right? I show up to, she says connect, but you know, she was talking about touching the foot, but I'm going to connect to, you know, whatever. So you have a lot of choice. Now, if you keep cutting away, then there's less, it's not that you don't have less choice, it's just less wiggle room. So show. To me, that's the hardest part about practice. How do I show? How am I here undefended, uncontrived? When I, in my tradition, there's a person who's the head monk, is a very specific role, that you, then you're introduced to the community as a teacher. So you give three talks, right? And one of my Dharma older sister, you know, and she was a priest, and she said, We ordain to live a transparent life. And I was like, I ordained to, you know, be a good Zen student. I ordained because I, you know, I love the Dharma and I'm vowing to live by the Dharma. But that gave me a different sense that the Dharma isn't actually some ideas. The Dharma are teachings, for sure, that points us towards. But really, we practice to show up as we are. As we are. Knowing our hindrances, knowing our tethers, knowing our difficulties. And we work with that. Without a doubt, there's part of aspects of practice that we do that. But really, and in some ways, we keep practicing so that I'm not defended. I don't let shame drive me. No. Gil asked me to do, this is my first time doing the half day here, right? I've taught at IRC before. And I was with Gil, you know, before the pandemic. And then, of course, during the pandemic, I didn't show up here, but I was here a few months ago. And then to prepare for today, I thought, oh, I remember. I've been to IRC retreat like 8 times or something, right? Including the long retreats, so. And then I got here and I'm like, oh yeah, I can't remember how many bells do they ring, right? And so part of me is like, I'm here in the teacher's seat. I seem confused, you know? And then I was like, oh, what the how, right? The showing up, oh, okay. Luckily, you know, I had a Sekiharada Roshi, someone I practice with in Japan, says, you do the practice of the temple. And so I was like, ugh, what is the practice of the temple here, right? And I try to remember, but then I was like, you know what? I just show up and I rely on one way, you know? Several times a week I teach and I ring the bell 3 times in my way. You know, by that I mean the Soto Zen way, and one to end. So part of it is how do we show up to be in the container, without a doubt, and yet I have never met anyone who can do even an hour, let alone, well, a period, maybe even 10 minutes of perfectly knowing everything. Maybe someone might think they know everything, but I have personally never observed a person, myself included, who can do everything perfectly even for 10 minutes, as in the way I think it should or others think it should. And so a lot of ways is how do we show just by being? And so that's why the quality, right, of showing up is so important. The quality of showing up to express that quality. The quality of how do you connect. The quality of how you show. How do we be present? How do we arrive? So on one level we can kind of chop away at some idea of what practice is. To really get to kind of the essence of things. Now, in that sentence, showing up to connect, a practice is, so I pointed to these things and I've made a case, perhaps, that you might agree with, that we just keep reducing, right? I made the point that show is important. However, it all depends on context, doesn't it? When this is over in a minute here, a little dharmet here, then we're going to clean the temple. Then we're going to have some time, social times, in which we connect, right? Will you show up to clean the toilet in a very present, connecting way? How are you going to clean that toilet? Right? By the way, that Shuso, the head monk of a practice period, their job is to clean the toilets. Right? When you're the head monk, you clean the toilet because that's so important. Everybody shits, right? It's an important part of the temple to take care of. Nothing is outside of showing up, of being present with it. And the quality of how do we make that connection. Thank you. I hope we've connected in some ways and you feel connected, including to yourself.